Computer, analyze and reply.
Computer does not judge. It makes logical selections.
A computer can process information, but only the information which is put into it.
How do you know so much about it, Commander?
I hold an A7 computer expert classification, Commodore.
A7 classification?
You wonder where Gene Roddenberry got that, you know, where, how he decided to make that classification.
Yeah. Well,
it's probably based on something really important and
well, wasn't he, know, in the wasn't he in the military?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he must have may have something. Been. It might have been something that he just pulled from that. It's like a lot of James Bond stuff was rooted in intel stuff from World War II. I mean, obviously, greatly, exaggerated or what have you, expounded on, but fundamentally from Fleming's experience in intel, British intel services in World War II. Had an interesting, another interesting experience yesterday. It's not uncommon for me to have, because of what I do. And one of the things that I have to do just as sort of a due diligence on my part is I have to call technical support. If I don't have just sort of a quick front line, right off the top of my head, idea of what I need to do to fix something, if there are other vendors involved in terms of whether it's an internet provider or a web hosting company or a email service or whatever, I have to reach out to them initially because a lot of times there'll be a problem on their end and a lot of times they'll know about it. And for me to spend 2 hours on this end, wrestling with stuff. So I have to reach out. It just makes sense to do. Just to make sure there isn't something that's out of my control anyway, that we just need to wait 2 hours for them to fix. So very common. And also, unfortunately, very common is a pretty negative experience with technical support. And most of the time I do pretty well because, well, I mean, there's just something. It's like being a doctor or anything, the plumber that has to fix his own pipes gets real irritated and throws the wrenches around. You know, he shows up at your house, boom, 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 he just gets things done and gets the check and walks out the door and everything's very calm and cool. And it's a similar thing, you know, when I'm dealing with the technical support people on behalf of my clients, it can be pretty irritating, but because it isn't me, it does make a difference. And it isn't that I don't care, but it just makes a difference. It's a good thing. You know, you don't want your emergency room physician flipping out, sewing up your son or daughter like he would be if it was his son or daughter, right? It's just a human nature thing, and everybody kind of understands it. It's like that old thing they say, you know, that anybody that represents himself as an attorney has a fool for an attorney, or has a fool for a client, and a fool for attorney too. But so yesterday, pretty full day, I get a call from a very good client of mine for decades. Says, Dave, I'm not sure what's going on. Had some problems with my internet yesterday. Comcast fixed it while I was on the line with them, but it's been down all day today. I'm not sure what to do. I said, well, you know, I would do this, this, and this. And he says, yeah, I already done that a couple of times with them on the line. I said, well, you've already done the basic stuff. The next step really for me is for me to come out. I was able to arrange getting out there. Ended up working a little late yesterday. In fact, that's where I left my laptop. So I get out there and do a couple of basic checks. I mean, one of the first checks that I do is pull my laptop out and see if I can get on the connection. And if I can't, I know it's not his machines. I know it isn't a virus thing or a network setup thing. It kind of shortcuts that diagnostic. I just pull my laptop out, connect it. Well, it's a wireless connection. So the first thing I do is check it wirelessly. Can't get connected. So second thing I do is walk over to the router, plug in, because it can often be a wireless problem and not a wired problem. So plug in, can't get on. So I know we've got an issue. Call Comcast. Well, the reason, one of the reasons I bring all this up is because there is a story, and it's a good story. I mean, it's interesting to see what will happen, but it's specifically about Comcast's new, what's the word? Resolution, I guess, to stop being the worst company in America. They have for years, AOL and Comcast have had a running battle over the years, probably for the last 10 years, of who is the worst company in America. Comcast pretty much, you know, AOL has receded in importance. I think it's one of the reasons why they've, as their profile diminishes, their negativity, I don't know that they do any better job, but they just become less important. Comcast is a major company that's growing and has a huge user base, and so they become a higher profile as time goes on. I don't know that they do any worse. It's just AOL goes away, Comcast steps forward, both companies are terrible, Comcast kind of takes the lead. That's one of the reasons Comcast, you ever wondered why Comcast calls themselves Xfinity? All their advertising is Xfinity. Because they don't want to be known as Comcast. Unfortunately, Xfinity's a crappy company too because it's Comcast. Well, they are they're creating 5,500 customer service jobs as a part of a multi-year customer experience improvement program. Now, the problem with that is 5,500 jobs. It's not like they're going to do 5,500 jobs in 3 months. It's not like they're going to add 5,500 people in a year. This is a multi-year thing, so I don't know how many years it is. If it's 100 years, it's going to be 55 jobs a year. That's not going to make much of an improvement. If it's 5 years, then, you know, that's, what is that? That's going to be, you know, 1,100 jobs a year. That might be a reasonable improvement, and it probably is a five-year thing. That's a common sort of time frame in corporate America. But I met this customer site yesterday, and he had spent much time the day before, in which they temporarily got the problem resolved, and then much time prior to me coming over with Comcast on the phone. And then I got there, and it was quite clear that it was a problem with them. I mean, one of the things I did when I couldn't connect to the router wirelessly or wired with my laptop, bypassing any potential problems with his two computers, I jumped directly to his cable modem and attempted a hardwire connection then, and then it wouldn't work. Now, the only problem was it can be a complication. Sometimes you're better off if it just doesn't work at all. What would happen is it would work and then not work, and then work and not work, and then work and not work. And what was really weird is that at one point when I first discovered that it was working, the first very short period of time, I had turned it upside down to read the MAC ID off the bottom of it to the cable, Comcast cable representative. And when I flipped it back over, it connected. And that was very strange. And it kept going back and forth, mostly not connecting. But it's very interesting when you talk with these people because they've got this, and I don't blame the rep because they've got the job. They've got to do this to keep the job. It's not unreasonable for them to approach things like this. They must conform, you know, as long as it's not illegal, you know, and so they go through their checklists. Well, the checklists sometimes are not real great. And interjected throughout this checklist is this ongoing, and I understand the reasoning, but it actually becomes a huge negative. Thank you so much, Mr. Mason, for helping us find out what the problem is with your cable modem. Please be assured that we're going to help you get it resolved. Well, after the 12th time of saying that, after each step, it gets a little tiring. You know, it's like that old thing, you know, if you can fake sincerity, you really got it made. They're trying to fake sincerity, and it ain't working. And it gets real irritating. And it's hard not to just get real smart-alecky. That's just sort of my thing. You know, and I just got to say thank you very much. Please don't worry about thanking me anymore. Let's just get this fixed. We'll be back. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.